Part 9. Custer did not freeze. Whatever else you want to say about George Armstrong Custer, he was not a man to freeze at the crucial moment of a battle. And the eyewitness record makes it clear that Custer did not freeze at the Little Bighorn. John Martin, who carried Custer's last order to Benteen, recalled that just before the charge at Medicine Tail Coulee, Custer told his men what he planned to do, stating confidently, "We will go down and make a crossing and capture the village." Three of Custer's Crow scouts, White Man Runs Him, Goes Ahead, and Curley, testified that Custer did what he said, leading his men down Medicine Tail Coulee to attack the Indian village on the other side of the Little Bighorn River. Curley said that when the Indian village came in sight, Custer appeared very much elated and ordered the bugles to sound a charge. 7th Cavalry Trooper Peter Thompson also described how he and the rest of Custer's command began to charge on sight of the village. Daniel Kanipe recalled, "The men were on the hill. We all gave them three cheers, riding at a full gallop. Some of them couldn't hold their horses, galloping past General Custer. He shouted at them, 'Boys, hold your horses. There are plenty of them down there for us all.'" Brule Sioux warrior Foolish Elk, who was sitting in front of his lodge across the river in the Indian village, caught sight of the American soldiers at the same moment. He remembered, "A trumpet blared and they began to gallop." While Hunk Papa Sioux observer Mrs. Spotted Hornbull, also called Pretty White Buffalo Woman, remembered the music of the bugle as Custer's men rode down to the river where the attack was to be made. Excused from further service by Custer, the Crow scouts parted company with the American soldiers just after Martin departed with Custer's last order for Benteen. But all four continued down to the river independently, bent on their own dark business. From the banks of the Little Bighorn, and subsequently from the bluffs above while they were fleeing for their lives, the four Crow scouts caught some of the last living glimpses of Custer's doomed command. Here are their primary memories. White Man Runs Him said, "Custer tried to cross the river, but was unable to do so. This was the last time we saw Custer." Curley, who was not with the other three, said much the same thing. They, the Sioux, would not let the soldiers cross the river, Curley recalled in 1916. When Custer tried to charge across the Little Bighorn, Curley saw two of Custer's men killed who fell in the stream. A short time later, before the Indians had marshaled enough strength to cross the river and drive the Americans back, Goes Ahead heard Custer's men fire two volleys.